Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Today, when man is fearful of the destruction of the world, and at the same time he accumulates the forces to bring it about, it seems fitting to re-sing the song of creation, the opposite of destruction. It's time to lift our voices, as did the prophets of old, in hymn of joyful praise and humble thanksgiving. For thousands of years ago, when men had less knowledge but more understanding, they rejoiced in the works of the Lord. They said it was good to give praise to the Lord, to recount the magnificent glory of His majesty, and to make public His wondrous works. Today we present a special Ave Maria program, a tone poem relating the events of the 7 days during which the world was created at the word of God. Today we present
Creation. Beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and the earth was void and empty, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and all things were invisible and without motion. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved over the waters. And God said, "Be light made." And light was made. And the darkness was pierced with shining light, and the waters over which the Spirit of God moved were set in motion and writhed like green foam-flecked monsters. And God saw the light, that it was good, and he divided the light from the darkness. And he called the light day, and the darkness night. And the light intermingled with the darkness to make neither the one nor the other, and became the evening and the morning of the first day. He had separated the light from the darkness, and the visible world was water. And God said, Let there be a firmament made amidst the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Made a firmament, and divided the waters that were under the firmament from those that were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and waters ascended toward the heaven at the word of God, and divided according to his will. Praise him, O heavens of heavens, and the waters which are above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
For he commanded, and they were created.
He establishes them forever and ever.
He gave them a law which shall not pass away.
And the light faded into the darkness of evening. And the darkness into the light of the
God also said, Let the waters that are under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so done. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all their hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers together the waters of the sea as in a skin. He places the waves in a vessel. The waters withdraw and flow at his bidding. The snowy peaks of mountains are in the clouds. and send their moisture down the slopes to level plains, where rivers sweep onward to the seas. For it was the commanded law that the waters of the earth should seek a gathering place, fixed at the word of God. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the green herb, and such as may seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, which may have seed in itself upon the earth. And it was done. And the earth brought forth the green herb, and such as yielded seed according to its kind, and the tree that beareth fruit according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God said, Let there be lights made in the firmament of heaven to divide the day and the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and years, to shine in the firmament of heaven and to give light upon the earth. And it was so done.
And it was so done.
And God saw that it was good, and it was the evening and the morning of the fourth day.
Alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord, praise the Lord in heaven, praise Him in the
Praise Him for His hope, praise Him for all time.
commanded, and they were created.
So said, Let the waters bring forth the creeping creatures having life, and the fowl that may fly over the earth under the firmament of heaven. And God created the great whales, and every living and moving creature which the waters brought forth according to their kinds, and every winged fowl according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and he blessed them, saying, Increase and multiply, and fill the waters of the sea, and let the birds be multiplied upon the earth. And it was the evening and the morning of the fifth day.
Praise the Lord from the earth, ye sea monsters, and all the depths of the sea.
Let fire and hail, snow and mist, let the storm wind which fulfills his word, let mountains and all hills, let fruit trees and all cedars, reptiles and feathered birds.
Let kings of the earth and all nations, let princes and all judges of the earth.
Let young men and virgins too, old men together with children, let them praise. Let them praise.
Let them praise.
Let them praise.
God said,
Let the earth bring forth living creatures in its kind.
But of all the creatures on land and sea, none was created in the image of God. And God said, Let us make man to our image and likeness. And God created man to his own image. Male and female he created them, and blessed them, saying, Increase and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and rule over the fishes of the sea, and the fowls of the air, and living creatures that move on the earth. Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed upon the earth, and all the trees that have seed in themselves, seed of their own kind, to be your meat, and to all beasts of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to all that move upon the earth, and wherein there is life, that they may have to feed upon. And it was done. And it was the evening and morning of the sixth day. The heavens and the earth were created, and on the seventh day, God rested.
Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymoor for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymoor. Attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need. Please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymoor, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may He look upon you with kindness and give you His peace. Amen.